What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Not great, Bob.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, June 22, 2023, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 883 of the Biden-Harris administration, 502 days until the 24 presidential election. Instagram, my handle is TheBobSeska. Twitter, BobSeska underscore go. Spoutable, Blue Sky, all the others, Bob Seska. And our Patreon page is BobSeskaShow.com. Oh, and look, sitting right over there, it's the Goth Ninjas. It is Spicy Jody Hamilton. From the Bunker podcast, patreon.com/from the bunker. Also on the Stephanie Miller Show, stephaniemiller.com, sexyliberal.com. Also, David Ferguson, we call him T-Rex. His music project is Astral Summer, patreon.com/astralsummer. And the new single remix that we played on the show a couple of weeks ago, that's available now, David?
Yes, on Bandcamp and all the streaming services.
All right. AstralSummer.bandcamp.com. You're on the other streaming services now, huh?
Yeah. Spotify, Apple Music,
all
Tidal,
right. Excellent.
YouTube, everything. Yeah.
And this is
so you think you got the show in hand this time? Fourth time's a charm, huh, Seska?
Yeah, I think so. I had to start the show a couple times because I had the wrong sounds queued up. We started.
You
the
really
show-
should. Hopefully, I hope you saved everything because that should go on the Patreon page. It's like some other level, like $7.50 for just outtakes.
Yeah, right. Well, now I've got to do it. Thank you, Jody. That means I have to put the outtake up there. What happened was, is I still had the interview show theme song loaded up. And when I started the show, there was this weird jazz music. And I'm like, where did that come? Oh, yes, that's right. It's the Wednesday interview show music. So, yeah, as bad as my first two attempts to start the show happened to have been, John Durham had a far worse day yesterday.
Oh, hell yeah.
In the House of Representatives.
I'm gonna just totally stomp in here and just very quickly say how much I'm enjoying Trek Politics.
Oh, yes. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you so much, David. I didn't expect that. All right. I'll take that.
I was listening to a couple of, you know, different things this morning and kind of doom listening to, and I was getting so deeply in despair, and I was like, I'm going to turn on Trek Politics. And it's so fun. First of all, it reminds me how much I miss Mary. I haven't actually gotten to talk
she's
to
the best.
Mary in forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you talk to her again, please tell her that I miss her and mwah, mwah, miss you, love you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll even throw the kisses, too. I'll do that part also. Yeah.
But God, listening to you guys talk about something besides politics made me realize just how exhausted I am with politics right now. I'm ready for a vacation.
I was so tempted on this most recent show, episode 2 of the show, which dropped on Wednesday. I was so tempted to do my Alex Jones voice,
with Jerry
though.
Jerry Ryan. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Well, then Jerry Ryan was on. Of course, the great Jerry Ryan, 7 of 9. The new captain of the Enterprise, by the way, which is just mind-blowing. I can't believe that. How do we end up landing Jerry Ryan as a guest on the show? It's just incredible.
Because she loves you and wants to marry you and marry.
I don't think so. But it was really nice to have the new captain of the Enterprise on the second episode of the podcast. I can't believe. Yeah. Another round of applause.
I can't believe you missed the opportunity for the little whistle. You know, when the captain boards.
Oh,
you know.
Shit. See? Yeah. Why didn't I think of that? Okay. I'm going to have to do that next time we have a captain of the Enterprise on. Well, you know who we're going to have on next week? We're going to have Todd Stashwick on. He played the captain of the Titan A. So maybe we'll do the whistle at the beginning of Todd Stajewyk's interview.
What do you call that whistle? What is that called? They do it on like sailing ships, or did it?
Yeah, it's like a naval vessel thing. And they just adapted that for the Star Trek universe, I think.
Audience members, if you know the name of that whistle, please let us know.
Yeah, but we were talking about false flags because the latest episode of Strange New Worlds has a Klingon false flag conspiracy as its centerpiece. And so we were talking about Operation Northwoods and, you know, part of our national history at this point, for better or worse.
I can feel you just itching to go into the Alex Jones voice.
I even said, creeping
around the edges. You
know? That's right. Here comes Jerry Ryan. She's the captain of the Enterprise. But so she says. I don't think so. I think the real captain of the Enterprise is the Bilderbergs, Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM. I got the documents right here. No, that would have been inappropriate. But thank you, David. I appreciate the kind words about the show. We're just getting started. As I said, Todd Stajewyk next week, and then our next guest after that. I think because I'm going to be off for my regular vacation in July, not sure if we're doing a show the first week of July, but the second week of July, we're going to be talking to the great Tim Russ, who plays Tuvok on both Voyager and Star Trek Picard Season 3. So we're excited about that. And after that, Mary McDonnell is going to be here. The great Mary McDonnell, who is in Battlestar Galactica and some of your all-time favorite movies and so on. Mary McDonnell is in the category of famous Star Trek fans. So we're going to be talking to her about Star Trek, but also...
I want her to be my therapist. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or at least a character for Battlestar Galactica.
Right.
Because just, I don't know, not to confuse actors and their characters, but she's just something so steady about her and reassuring and like...
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. She's great. She played the president in Battlestar Galactica. So that's going to be really exciting, too, and a whole lot more still to come on Trek Politics. Find it on your favorite podcast player, trekpolitics.com, at Trek Politics on Instagram and Twitter, probably the other social media platforms soon, if I just get my shit together here. Okay, so let's talk about John Durham's bad day in Congress, huh?
Yes. It's Schadenfreude delicious.
Exactly. I mean, let me tell you this. This is the headline for me. This was so important to have had happen in Congress and have it make such big news. I mean, they were showing it live on all the cable networks, including Fox News Channel, including the Adam Schiff sections of the hearings, which were amazing. And the reason why this is so important is I feel as though the Trump-Russia story is getting flushed down the memory hole. I feel as though it was C-word blocked because of Bill Barr and because of the press's reaction to the Mueller report. It seems as though there's this narrative out there that, there was no collusion. Nothing. It was nothing happened. Big nothing burger. Of course, the Republicans are all saying that. But now I think there are people, you know, journalists working for papers of record who are also kind of perpetuating that notion that we're just not going to do anything about it. We're just going to let it die, so to speak.
You kind of lose it in the deluge of other shit.
Yeah, that's true. Just, yeah.
It really was like, ugh. It was...
We haven't even come to terms with the fact that Donald Trump was responsible for hundreds of thousands of American deaths due to COVID, due to his incompetent reaction to COVID.
And almost a million.
Yeah. And I would say the Trump-Russia story, when it comes to the integrity of our democracy, a gigantic story that Donald Trump has still not sufficiently been held accountable for. So in that regard, I'm so glad that Adam Schiff brought his A game and just destroyed John Durham over this ridiculousness. Let's start here.
He brought like a harpoon gun. He like basically threw the oxygen tank into John Durham's mouth and shot it with the harpoon gun like Jaws.
That's right. Like, yeah. And by the way, I'm starting a neologism, and that is to Schechter someone. If you're aware...
As in Cliff?
As in Cliff Schechter. Exactly right. Thank you, Jody. And so back in 2006, Cliff Schechter was on MSNBC debating Cleta Mitchell, who's now...
Cleta!
Yeah.
Cleta!
Cleta is a Trump stooge now, a Trump lawyer at this point.
Of course
she is. Or I would say a legal advisor to Donald Trump, or at least she thinks she is. But back in 2006, when she was on with Cliff Schechter... It was like Cliff Schechter was Godzilla crushing Tokyo with his bare feet.
He just was like a human receipt, like a CVS receipt, like, you know, just tumbling down on the floor. Like, yeah.
You know what? I feel like playing it. Here we go.
All of the Republicans are tainted. It's a terrible situation. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be investigated. And that is what's happening.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Here we go.
I mean, that's just hysterical. I'm not sure what planet you're living on, Cleta. I mean, you're saying there's one incident on the Republican side? Yes, this is one incident. Let's see. You've got Randy Duke Cunningham, who's in prison. You've got Bob Ney, who's going to prison. You've got Tom DeLay, who's probably going to prison. You've got Bill Frist being investigated for insider trading. You've got Denny Hastert, who covered up what Mark Foley was doing and is being investigated for it now. You've got Tom Reynolds, who covered up and is being investigated. You have Bob Corker being investigated in Tennessee over shady land deals. You've got George Allen being investigated for the fact that he might have stuffed a deer's head into an African-American couple's mailbox back when he was a younger man. And I could go on and on. Let's see, Jack Abramoff, Scooter Libby. Do you want me to take this whole show? I mean, what a joke, Cleo. I mean, it's not even what you say is laughable on its face. One person, your whole party is a party right now that is basically a party of criminals and pedophiles. They're getting busted everywhere. You've got more and more people going to prison. Conrad Burns might be the next one to fall, as well as other
Republicans. Those are absolutely
all right,
not
that's,
true. I
mean, that's it. You can listen to the whole thing on YouTube. Just search for Cliff Schechter, Cleta Mitchell, and it'll come right up. See, that's pulling that's a Schechter right there. That's what that is.
It is.
Yeah, so Adam Schiff did that to John Durham yesterday. It was amazing. And you know who else did it? Is Brett Baer did it to Donald Trump. We played that tape on Tuesday. So here's Adam Schiff just destroying John Durham. This is one of two clips that we have of the hopefully future senator from the great state of California. Here we go.
Mr. Durham, just so people remember what this is all about, let me ask you. The Mueller investigation revealed that Russia interfered in the 2016 election in sweeping and systemic fashion, correct?
That's correct.
And Russia did so through a social media campaign that favored...
Well, you know, that's important to underscore. That John Durham just confirmed that Russia did all that shit. Okay, let's continue.
...favored Donald Trump and disparaged Hillary Clinton, correct?
As the report says, yes.
And Mueller found that a Russian intelligence service hacked computers associated with the Clinton campaign and then released the stolen documents publicly. Is that right?
That report speaks for itself as well.
Mueller also reported that though he could not establish the crime of conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, he also said, quote, a statement that the investigation did not establish certain facts does not mean there was no evidence of those facts. That also appears in the report, doesn't it?
It's the language to that effect, yes.
In fact, you cited that very statement in your own report, did you not, as a way of distinguishing between proof beyond a reasonable doubt and evidence that falls short of proof beyond a reasonable doubt?
Correct.
As an illustration of this, both Mueller and congressional investigations found that Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was secretly meeting with an operative linked to Russian intelligence named Konstantin Kalimnik, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
And that Manafort, while chairman of the Trump campaign, gave that Russian intelligence operative the campaign's internal polling data, correct?
That's what I've read in the news, yes.
And that Manafort provided this information to Russian intelligence while Russian intelligence was engaged in that social media campaign and the release of stolen documents to help the Trump campaign, correct?
You may be getting beyond the depth of my knowledge, but...
Well, let me
okay, well, why would he not know that? You
no
may be
kidding.
Getting
was
beyond
that his job?
Exactly right. And by the way, you know what we're talking about in this section here? You know what Adam Schiff is getting at here? Collusion. Yeah! It is absolutely collusion. Paul Manafort, collusion. Konstantin Kalimnik, collusion. Don Jr. and Natalia Veselnitskaya. That was collusion as well, even though
Jared with his back, you know, like back channel communications straight to the fucking Kremlin.
Yeah, yeah. Dozens of meetings between Trump officials and Russians.
Very simply, while Manafort, the campaign chairman for Donald Trump, was giving this Russian intelligence officer internal campaign polling data, Russian intelligence was helping the Trump campaign, weren't they?
I don't know that.
You really don't know those very basic facts?
Yeah, you know that.
You could do. Well,
thank you, John.
You could do so.
John Durham.
I don't know that.
Yes.
You really don't know those very basic facts of the investigation?
I know the general facts, yes. Do I know that particular fact myself? No. I mean, I know that I've read that in the media.
And are you aware, Mr. Durham, that Mueller and congressional investigations also revealed that Don Jr. was informed that a Russian official was offering the Trump campaign, quote, very high-level and sensitive information, unquote, that would be incriminating if Hillary Clinton was part of, quote, Russia and its government support of Mr. Trump? Are you aware of that?
Sure. People get phone calls all the time from individuals who claim to have information like that.
Really, the son of a presidential candidate gets calls all the time from a foreign government offering dirt on their important opponent? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think this is unique in your experience.
See, look at that snippy attitude from him.
And you're supposed to report that shit. That's the kind of point is I'm being called by foreign influencers, so yep. I need to call the FBI as to why I'm being phoned or emailed or whatever.
Amazing.
Seriously.
Oh, it happens all the time. That's Durham's response. Oh, Russians colluding with Americans trying to get them dirt on their political opponents. Every day I'm hearing about these phone calls. Are you kidding me? A gigantic incursion into American sovereignty and democracy by Russia. And the Trump campaign was well aware of it. They knew what was going on, and they failed to tell a goddamn person at the FBI. They failed to report any of it. Why? Because they wanted the help.
Yep.
I mean, what about Don Jr. and his ridiculous dad allows people to give them the benefit of the doubt so often? It's like they're operating in complete absence or ignorance of the actual history of these awful crooks. It's like they're completely forgetting the context for what Trump is all about.
So you have other instances of the Russian government offering dirt on a presidential candidate to the presidential candidate's son. Is that what you're saying?
Would you repeat the question?
Said that it's not uncommon to get offers of help from a hostile foreign government in a presidential campaign directed at the president's son. You really stand by that, Mr. Durham?
Saying that that people can make phone calls making claims all the time that you may have experienced.
Are you really all trying to diminish the significance of what happened here and the secret meeting that the president's son set up in Trump Tower to receive that incriminating information? You're trying to diminish the significance of that, Mr. Durham?
I'm not trying to diminish it at all, but I think the more complete story is that they met and it was a ruse and they didn't talk about Mrs. Clinton.
Yes, they did. And that is a gigantic lie. We're going to come back to that.
Lying,
you think it's
liar,
insignificant
lies.
That yeah. He had a secret meeting with a Russian delegation for the purpose of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton, and the only disappointment expressed in that meeting was that the dirt they got wasn't better. You don't think that's significant?
I don't think that was a well-advised thing to do.
Not well-advised.
Not well-advised.
Wow, that's the understatement of the year.
Yeah.
So you think it's perfectly appropriate or maybe just ill-advised for a presidential campaign to secretly meet with a Russian delegation to get dirt on their opponent? You would merely say that's inadvisable?
Yeah, if you're asking me would I do it, I hope I wouldn't do it. But it was not illegal.
Hope I wouldn't do it?
I got to stick a pin in this. Like, this is part, I mean, the thing is, like, they're not even good liars.
Uh-huh.
You know, they talk like teenagers who got caught with a fake ID.
Exactly, you right. Know? Yeah, yeah.
Like what's her face? Caitlin Collins asked Trump if he ever showed any of those documents to anybody. And he's like, I don't think so. And it's like, all right, we're searching your locker. You know, like, I mean, God. And I just, where are people's instincts? Mm-hmm. I would love to sell these people used cars.
Yeah, I know.
Because apparently they will believe absolutely fucking anything if it comes from a white rich guy.
Oh, yeah. Robot insurance. Like, I always say robot insurance. Sell them robot insurance. Yeah. If they're willing to believe anything, go up to their door and just knock on their door and say, yes, I'm David T-Rex Ferguson. I'm here to sell you robot insurance in case of a robot attack. Are you in for 6 months or a full year?
And when they grab you with those big metal claws,
you can't break free
because they're made of metal and robots are strong
and they eat old people's medicine for fuel.
Yes. Oh my God.
Sell them robot insurance. I swear to God, there's a fortune to that. There's a fortune to be made for sure.
Wasn't that Sam Waterston?
Yes, it was. One of the greatest all-time sketches on Saturday Night Live. Old Glory Insurance. You know, the three greatest filmed bits on Saturday Night Live, maybe not in this order, but the men's synchronized swimming, Old Glory Insurance, and the recent one, which is the gritty origin story of Oscar the Grouch, called Grouch, which is with David Harbour as Oscar the Grouch.
Dude, but don't forget NUL, the once a year period.
All right, we got 40 seconds left on this thing. Let's continue.
This is how tired of politics we all are. We're like, let's talk about Vinny Saturday Night.
Yeah,
like,
Saturday Night Live. Star Trek. Are we going to go to Star Trek now? Everyone turns off the show. Okay, let's continue.
Stupid, foolish, ill-advised.
Well, it is illegal to conspire to get incriminating opposition research from a hostile government that is of financial value to a campaign. Wouldn't that violate campaign laws?
I don't know. I don't know all those facts to be true.
Duh.
Oh, my God.
Your report, Mr. Durham, doesn't dispute anything Mueller found did it.
No, our object, our aim was not to dispute Director Mueller. I have the greatest regard, highest regard for Director Mueller. He's a patriot.
The only distinguishment between his investigation and yours is he refused to bring charges where he couldn't prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and you did. I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Colorado is ready.
Awesome.
It's like Zeus hurling thunderbolts, you know? It's
just... I know. I want to go back to that lie, though, because... John Durham said that they didn't discuss Hillary Clinton at the Trump Tower meeting.
And then contradicts himself a minute later. Well, no, it was Schiff that was like, yeah, and the only thing they were mad about was that the dirt wasn't juicier.
Right, right. So David Korn in Mother Jones covered this exact lie. The quote was, "The more complete story is that they met and it was a ruse and they didn't talk about Mrs. Clinton." And then David Korn adds, "This is not true. The report produced by Special Counsel Robert Mueller notes that the Russian emissary, a lawyer named Natalia Veselnitskaya, did discuss Clinton. Quote, participants agreed that Veselnitskaya stated that the Ziff brothers, an American family investment firm, had broken Russian laws and had donated their profits to the DNC or the Clinton campaign. She asserted that the Ziff brothers had engaged in tax evasion and money laundering in both the United States and Russia. There was no evidence that Ziff brothers' investments had engaged in wrongdoing. The Mueller report points out that Trump Jr. zeroed in on this. Quote, Trump Jr. asked follow-up questions about how the alleged payments could be tied specifically to the Clinton campaign. But Veselnitskaya indicated that she could not trace the money once it entered the United States, unquote. The report quotes a participant in the meeting recalling that Trump Jr. asked what they, the Russians, have on Clinton. So Veselnitskaya is like, well, I don't know. We don't really have what you're asking. And then he's pressing her. We want information on Hillary Clinton. And when she wasn't able to provide adequate evidence for Don Jr., they were like, oh, well, okay, we don't need that. But they were absolutely seeking dirt on Hillary Clinton from Russian operatives. This is a real thing that actually happened, that Robert Mueller, who John Durham calls an American patriot, included in his report. The report that was cock-blocked by Bill Barr a month in advance. Before it ever dropped, Bill Barr was like, I don't see any collusion in this report. And so that let all the air out of the tires of the Mueller report.
Yep.
And so that's why we are where we are. Okay. More clips here.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you read what's in the cable and what's in the report is that what the diplomats reported was there was a suggestion of a suggestion that the Russians could help. They had damaging information as to Mrs. Clinton.
And by releasing it anonymously, right? And that's exactly what happened, isn't it?
I don't.
You really don't know?
I'm not sure exactly. When you say exactly what happened.
Well, the Russians released stolen emails through cutouts, did they not?
There were emails.
It's a very simple question. Did they release information, stolen information through cutouts, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm not sure that.
You really don't know the answer to that?
Wow.
The answer is yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
The DC League
screws well, in your mind,
to,
it's yes.
Well,
oh,
wow.
In your mind, oh yeah. My fucking God, this is why I'm so far away from the goddamn microphone and yelling. Oh my God,
exactly.
We have to, you have to go back and capture the sound of us all groaning at once. I think that was like, I mean, it was like a simultaneous ejaculation.
Hey, hang on. Stop the presses. Oh, my God.
In your mind.
In your mind.
In your dreams, loser.
Right.
I mean, like, it's just so.
I'm lying about the Trump Tower meeting, but in your mind, it's you who are the liar.
It's you who are telling me the truth, and I don't like that about you.
In the mind, Mueller's answer was yes. Now, that information, of course, was helpful to the Trump campaign, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, but that the Russians intruded into into the systems. They released the information.
And that was helpful to the Trump campaign, right?
And the conclusion in the ICA and in the Mueller investigation was that the Russians intended to assist.
Can you answer my question, Mr. Durham? That was helpful to the Trump campaign, right?
Yeah, that's.
And Trump made use of that, as I said, didn't he, by touting those stolen documents on the campaign trail over 100 times?
Yes.
I said, I don't really read the newspapers or listen to the news.
I don't follow the news.
I don't follow my fucking job.
I don't, what are they called? Newspapers? Websites you put in?
I just can't with this guy. Like, wasn't this just the remit of his, you know, like, this is what you're supposed to establish and figure out.
Yeah.
Is
this where you read the thing on the www.somethingsomething? Is that what you do? Is that how you get news?
Yes, there's many
now?
W's.
A lot of W. So many W's.
Oh, https://.
Yeah.
www. You got to go with the whole thing.
I don't read the news because...
As a federal prosecutor, isn't it kind of your job to stay abreast of world... fuck's sake. Who is this clown?
Yeah. He's an actual U.S. attorney. I mean, he was appointed by an attorney general whose name might have been Donald Trump.
He's a fucking dick nose clown, okay?
Yeah, with his Civil War beard. Okay, let's play the rest of this. The 12 more seconds of this clip.
You're reliable, you totally, so I don't know that.
Mr. Durham, you're totally oblivious to Donald Trump's use of the stolen emails on the campaign trail more than 100 times?
More than 100 times.
Did that escape your attention?
I am not aware of that.
Not aware of it. You're not aware of the fact that Donald Trump was putting
his name is Dick Nose. Dick Nose the clown.
I think he's also unaware that there is gambling in Las Vegas.
Yes. Oh my God, there is.
That's what I heard. It's a rumor.
Oh shit. Yeah, John Durham. That's the guy. You remember for years. All the Republicans, including Donald Trump, were like, "Where's Durham? When's Durham going to drop his report?" And this is the guy. This is their latex salesman.
This is their guy in the hot dog suit going, I think we all need to get, we all want to know who did this.
You know? Even Matt Gaetz got on his shit. It was like, really? You guys
loved
him.
Yeah.
And you're not supporting him. So y'all fucked up on this.
You want to hear the Matt Gaetz clip?
Yes, please, because it's so brilliant. It's like, really, Matt?
Well, this is the part, I have the part where he's talking about Joseph Misfood.
Wait, why didn't you subpoena him to a grand jury?
I'm sorry, why not?
Why didn't you send him a grand jury subpoena?
Mr. Mifsud? You'd have to find Mr. Mifsud before you could serve a grand jury subpoena on him.
Well, you guys were out in Italy. Was it you and Bill Barr looking for authentic pasta over there or Mifsud?
No, we not. We were...
Matt Gaetz with the joke making me laugh. Fuck you, Matt Gaetz.
I know.
Fuck you for making me laugh at one of your stupid jokes.
I know. It's difficult.
It pisses me off that I chuckled at that. Okay, let's get back to it.
Mifsud?
No, we not. We were looking for information that might help us locate Mifsud.
But you know who I think could probably locate him? The features of Western intelligence and possibly our own government that put him in play.
Yes, we have an intelligence service, or a number of intelligence services that you could avail yourselves of to find Joseph Mifsud. Because you know why? He was a big fucking deal in this entire thing, in this entire Russian operation. He's a British academic, for those of you who don't know. He met with George Papadopoulos to try to hand off Russian dirt on Hillary. This meeting is what Papadopoulos told the Australian diplomat about, and that's what triggered the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, according to Mueller. So, you know, collusion. Yeah! Another example of collusion. Joseph Misfood meeting with Trump campaign operative George Papadopoulos. That would signify collusion, saying that he has connections to Putin. Jim Comey described Misfood as a Russian agent. And he's meeting with George Papadopoulos. So unlike the myth that's happening on the Republican right saying that, oh, it was the Steele dossier that triggered Crossfire Hurricane. It was not the Steele dossier that triggered the investigation. It was the Joseph Misfit meeting with George Papadopoulos that Papadopoulos told that Australian diplomat about. I know it's a bunch of hops, but remember who we're talking about here. We're talking about crime lords. We're talking about a rogue state in Putin's Russia. And so they always use buffers.
Lots of buffers.
Yeah. The Godfather had lots of buffers. And so, yes, of course, they employ go-betweens. What do you think? Vladimir Putin's going to show up and meet with George Papadopoulos? Of course not. So they're going to get people who are somewhat unrelated or distantly connected in order to do some of this dirty work. And everyone's like, I just don't see it. And then what's his name? Durham's like this.
You want.
Just playing stupid. That's what drives me nuts more than anything else. It's this playing ignorant kind of game that they're doing. Like, well, I don't know. Maybe I didn't read that in the news. What is news anyway? How do you find the news? I don't understand.
What damn words?
Is there something on the television where they have news? Never heard of that. You know.
Wait, Bob, that's crazy talk.
Did I just blow your mind, Jody?
Just flying through the air, news?
Yes, that's right. It's just flying through the air.
Through the air.
Exactly.
Like the greatest of ease.
Right. I mean, you just stand outside and start reaching for it. It's like one of those booths, one of those wacky morning zoo DJ booths where all the dollar bills fly around and you have to grab all the dollar bills in 30 seconds or less. And you get to keep that.
Do you know how that stresses me out? Like those things, like watching those things, I'm like, how do you do that effectively?
You don't.
And not come out with just like $5.
That's
you know?
The trick.
Like,
yeah.
Because to stuff things in the bag, you have to let go. I don't know. I don't know. Every time that ever came up on The Price is Right or whatever, I was just like, like hyperventilating.
It is a stressful thing, that's for sure, but it's rigged to be that way. That's the whole point. So you walk away with very little cash. Well, the disc jockey hosting the contest probably unloaded that cash out of his own wallet, so he doesn't want anyone taking the money away. Okay, you know what we've got coming up next here? We've got a couple more things to talk about on this topic, but also we're going to do a dramatic reading of that confrontation between Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. In case you don't know, stick around. You're going to find out what that's all about. Plus, we have a bonus Trump clip from the Bret Baier interview, something that dropped after Tuesday's show. So I'm so happy that we have this because Donald Trump, who says he has a very big brain, doesn't seem to understand what an example is. He gets very, very confused. In fact, we'll play this again.
You want.
Because that was Trump during the tail end of this particular clip. We'll get into that. Plus, oh my God, Jack Smith.
He was so mad at Bret Baier.
Oh, he was.
It's like, this is not going like we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, of course we will. And so the other story we want to get into here is Jack Smith turned over his witness list to the Trump team. Leak. It's going to leak. Did I say that out loud? Oh, shit. Okay. That and a whole lot more still to come on today's show. But here's an idea for you. Why don't you download the Patreon app for your smartphone? This is the best way to keep up to date with new episodes of the Bob Seska Show. So every time there's a new episode, you got that Patreon app on your phone, you're going to get an automatic alert, notifications for the free shows on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. As soon as they hit the Patreon page, you're going to get an alert on your phone, plus notifications for the Friday after party and the Shadow Docket shows too. Oh my God, I do so many shows every week. You can listen at home or in the car with just a couple of swipes, and you can join our community of listeners in the comments under each episode. I love the commenters on our Patreon page, so join in, why don't you? And here's how you get the app. Subscribe for as little as $1 a month at BobSeskaShow.com or Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. Then you can download the app, the Patreon app from the App Store on your phone, and you're all set. Again, that's BobSeskaShow.com, and we thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bob Seska! All-time favorites all day long!
Another fine day, greedy manipulators proudly standing in the way. Here to stay, don't fret, shiny objects and a net. Masses like their hype, got the business model set. You would never guess what, that's right, we're the pets. Frantic mice in a maze as they place big bets. Good luck on those words coming out of your mouth. They'll be taking on advisement with a sponsor shout out. Given so many options, won't you gawk at the menu? Take a penny, leave a penny, got a side quest to send you. Don't you question gold.
That's brand new music from Betamax DC. Song called Bruisin' USA. Oh, I love this. Great hook on this song. Oh my god. Yeah, we haven't played a brand new Betamax DC song in a long time, but I'm glad it's this one because this one's great. Again, it's called Bruisin' USA. I got a link in the description under this episode at BobSeska.com. Just go to BobSeska.com. Find this episode who dated 6/22/23. Click that link, scroll on down, and you can get the latest Betamax DC album into your record collection. Do it now. Okay, and BobSeska.com/music to submit your work to the show. If you're a recording artist, independent band, etc., we'd love to hear your work here and play it out of our commercial breaks, as we always do. We've got a couple of things here I want to finish up with regard to the Durham testimony. Then we'll get into our dramatic reading of the Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor.
You will have to set the scene, though, Bob.
I will. Floor of the House of Representatives, is that it? Okay.
And who are speaking to one another.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, meantime, Kevin McCarthy and the House Republicans censured Adam Schiff for a bullshit reason. It was a...
You mean future senator?
Yeah, future
now?
Senator, right, exactly. And I guarantee to you, Kevin McCarthy will never be a senator.
Hell no.
I know, yeah.
Not in this state.
So, yeah, they censured him for being mean to Donald Trump. That's all you really need to know. Adam Schiff said mean things about Donald Trump and what happened with Russia in the 2016 election and beyond. And that's it. So this is the entire Republican, House Republican caucus defending that maniac from Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. Just using levers of power to defend a known crook and the most notorious liar in like world political history.
One of them.
I don't know. You'd have a hard time finding a bigger liar than Donald Trump in the history of politics throughout human civilization.
It would be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, oh my God, we've got to censure Adam Schiff for accusing this guy of being a liar and a crook, right?
And telling the truth. About said liar.
That's right. And finally, Alexander Vindman had a great response Kevin McCarthy and this whole thing. First of all, Kevin McCarthy tweeted, Adam Schiff abused his position as chair of Intel to lie and lead America through a national nightmare with the fake Russia collusion narrative. That is a gigantic lie. Mm-hmm. It's a gigantic lie. It is
dryer
not,
lint.
It is not.
Head full of dryer lint.
Right. And first of all, even if the allegations didn't turn into crimes, the narrative is real. That actually happened. There was a series of things that happened to form a narrative. And that is a real thing. But to say it's fake is just like, we're just not going to acknowledge reality at all here anymore. We're the Republicans. We don't approve of reality. He also said, as Speaker, I removed him from the Intel Committee, and now the full House will vote to censure him and open up an ethics investigation. Good luck with that, a-hole. Well, Alexander Vindman responded and said, you are pathetic, and your deceptive efforts to damn and damage the valiant work of honorable men like Adam Schiff will bear no fruit. In 2024, you will be swept away and become a footnote entry as one of the worst speakers in this nation's history. You're not a tenth the man Adam is. Yeah. Damn. Alexander Vindman. Ladies and gentlemen, that was awesome. Okay, moving on. We take you now to the floor of the House of Representatives.
Oh, I've got to get in character. Hang on. I'm very method.
Turning around, mussing your
this
hair.
This is something.
Flipping
this is
your
nothing.
Flipping your collar up.
This is something. This is nothing.
Good evening.
Red, yellow, leather, yellow. Red, yellow, blah, blah, blah.
If you're not 5 minutes early.
Red, leather, yellow,
you're
leather.
You're 5 minutes late.
I don't even know. All right. Anymore.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry. Good evening, I'm Jack Barry. Good evening, I'm Jack Barry. It's my favorite part of quiz show, by the way.
So, floor of the Senate, or floor of the House, excuse me, we witnessed the sundering of an uneasy alliance that has done much to undo democracy, but nothing to do itself. Anyway, let's look.
Okay.
On the floor of the House are all the House of Representatives that are there, including Lauren Boebert from Colorado, uh-huh, and Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. And this is how it begins.
We start with Lauren Boebert.
We start with Lauren. I need to speak to you about statements you made about me publicly.
I've donated to you. I've defended you. You've been nothing but a little bitch to me. And you copied my articles of impeachment when I asked you to co-sponsor them.
Okay, Marjorie, we're through.
We were never together.
And scene. Ladies and gentlemen, our dramatic reading of Marjorie Taylor Greene calling Lauren Boebert a little bitch. Yes. What did you call this, David? The Real Housewives of what?
Incest Holler.
That's the name of the show.
Yes, it is. The Real Housewives of Incest Holler.
That's it.
On this week's Bob Seska Show. Thank you very much.
And I have no idea if Lauren Boebert really sounds like she's from the Valley, but I just figure she does.
That's fine. We can take dramatic license with our character portrayals here on this show. I'm giving you license to do that.
She does make Sarah Palin look smart.
Oh, that yeah, very seriously. True.
Yeah, who would have guessed that when Sarah Palin came and went, and we were all like, well, she's done, bye-bye, and then suddenly there's like the entire Republican Party is composed of different variants of Sarah Palin. It's like the Marvel multiverse. It's like across the doofus verse.
Another name for the show.
Yeah,
gee,
I think so.
So many names.
We should break it into three parts, and so we could use all the titles.
The Housewives, and then
across the doofus verse.
Across the doofus universe. I mean, you got it.
I prefer the Housewives one, but okay. I like David's title better. All right. So that was very well done. Thank you, David. Thank you, Jody. Nicely done. We'll be putting
you,
out
David.
The for-your consideration ads and billboards here in the coming week. Okay. We have a bonus Trump clip from the Brett Baer interview, as though things didn't get crazy enough here on the show yet. This is a clip where Brett Baer is hammering Donald Trump, which I love. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to like Tropical Storm Brett, but you know, there he is. There he is doing the hard work on Fox News Channel, just embarrassing the fuck out of this guy.
He still looks like a very earnest capuchin monkey to me.
Yes, or he looks like a... You know what he looks like? You'll never be able to unsee this. Brett Baer looks like a Monchichi. Remember the Monchichis? Monchichi, Monchichi, happy loving Monchichi. Yeah, remember those toys? That's Brett Baer. I swear to God, put a picture of a Monchichi next to a picture of Brett Baer, and you'll go like, oh, well, that's the same person.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so Southern.
So I you know what? Brett Baer's
bless
done
his heart. His forehead is very low.
Yeah. I mean, granted, Brett Baer has done a national service here, a public service.
He did.
Yes. Thank you, Brett Baer.
Still, his hairline is only about a quarter inch from his eyebrows.
Like.
See, Matt Gaetz took Brett Baer's forehead.
Oh, right. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to look up a Amanchichi because I'm pretty sure that that's what. Yes. Oh, my God. He looks exactly like a Amanchichi. I just verified. I just refreshed my memory on what a Amanchichi looks like. Okay. So this particular clip has to do with Donald Trump's forthcoming policy to execute drug dealers. And oh my God, Brett Baer destroyed him on this. Here we go.
I focused on nonviolent crime. As an example, a woman who you know very well was in jail. She had 24 more years to serve. She served for 22 years. She had
24. Alice Johnson.
Alice.
She was in the Super Bowl.
High quality. Oh, yeah. I said, how many years? And she was on a telephone call. And they were involved in selling marijuana, mostly marijuana. And she got like 50 years in jail.
But she'd be killed under your plan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she would.
She absolutely would be. Because she wasn't just selling marijuana. You know, and I think we all agree that we disagree with Donald Trump and the radical
yes.
execute all drug dealers nonsense. She was also selling cocaine, you know, but details.
Huh? As a drug
dealer. Oh, my God, I love that. Huh?
Huh?
She'd be put to death on the
airplane. Queens just jumped out for a second. What?
excuse me, Brett. My brain just fell out of my ear. Hang on a second. Let me get it. Okay, pop it back in. Huh?
He can't believe that anyone is... He's been contradicted.
I know.
It never you know, like...
He's so confused. Let's hear this again.
Like 50 years in jail.
But she'd be killed under your plan.
Huh?
As a...
What? Excuse my Quedgeman, what?
Huh? Like he did one of those like Little Rascals double takes where he goes
a little bit. It was a little yeah. Scooby-Doo, like huh?
Exactly, a Scooby-Doo double take. Oh my God, I gotta hear one more time.
We're involved in selling marijuana, mostly marijuana. And she got like 50 years in jail.
But she'd be killed under your plan.
Huh?
Scooby-Doo!
Huh? That is one of my favorite things in the entire world. He might as well have just gone,
what?
Exactly!
The Darth Vader.
What?
I'm sorry, you'll have to indulge me. It's Thursday, I gotta play it one more time.
And she got like 50 years in jail.
But she'd be killed under your plan.
Huh?
As a drug dealer.
No. Under that? It would depend on the severity.
Oh my God, he's so confused.
It was an unforced error because Brett Baer did not ask him that question.
Because he's in his head, he's not understanding the space-time continuum, or as Ben Collins called it, the linear passage of time. Mm-hmm. See, what happens is if he becomes president and implements this policy, other people similar to Alice Johnson will be put to death. That's the point that Brett Baer, Amanchichi Brett Baer is making here, which Donald Trump doesn't understand. I already pardoned her, so how could that happen? What are you talking about? My brain is melting. Oh, there it goes. My brain fell out of my head again.
What?
Oh, my God. The biggest brain, he says. He says he's got the biggest brain and the best
but
words.
But I just, you know, how do they square this in their heads that they want to live the lives of, like, these polyester Caligulas, fucking porn stars, you know, cheating on their wives and, you know, hanging out with, you know, Jeffrey Epstein. But at the same time, they want to live in this puritanical theocratic republic like Iran, where they hang drug dealers from lampposts.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, who's going to sell you your Coke and your Adderall?
I know.
If you've killed all the drug dealers. Like,
Exactly. Well, you know, it's not them because they're rich. They'll get away with it. It's poor people that'll be screwed. That's the idea.
And she got like 50 years in jail.
But she'd be killed under your plan.
Huh?
As a drug dealer?
No. Under that? It would depend on the severity.
She's technically a former drug dealer. She had multi-million dollar cocaine ring. Alice Johnson in that ad.
She can't do it, okay? By the way, if that was there, No, she wouldn't be killed. It would start as of now, so you wouldn't go to the past.
I know, but your policy.
Oh, my God.
Starting now, yeah.
That the linear passage of time is so confusing for Donald Trump. The idea of an example is super confusing for Donald Trump. This is the guy.
No, it wouldn't happen to her because no backsies.
That's right. That's what he
exactly.
said.
Exactly.
Let's listen to this one more time and catch the utter confusion in Donald Trump's. You can see the napping donkey under a tree in Donald Trump's brain during this segment.
Okay. By
the
way,
monkey watching a
if
cat.
That was there. No, she wouldn't be killed. It would start as of now, so you wouldn't go to the past.
No, I know, but your policy.
No, starting now. Yeah.
Starting now.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's either that he's a dumb guy, which is the most likely description, or he's deliberately playing dumb with it.
Oh, well, people are positing that he's like, oh, my new defense is I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I think he starts.
He'll be wearing robes soon. He'll be wearing the robe, you know, like the Ferris Bueller robe with slippers around Mar-a-Lago right before his prosecutions.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going. I think he's going full. What was the mob boss that did that? He's going that guy.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you're talking about who deliberately walked around in just a robe and his slippers to. Like,
and he was not stupid.
It was Corleone, wasn't it?
It wasn't Corleone. No, Corleone is from a fake person.
The Godfather.
Oh. He's not a real person. But he was also, there was a particular character played on SVU as well. It was like, I'm walking around and I'm playing chess and I don't know where I am. I think that's his goal is to just
That's
be
Uncle
like,
June from The Sopranos.
Thank you. Exactly. Yes. It's just that kind of, I'm going to fuck with you guys so much. He's not a dumb man. Also, he's not a smart man. How can I say that in the same sentence?
It was Vinny the Chin Gigante. That was the guy.
There it is.
I just looked
Thank
it up.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he wore like a robe and, you know, was just shuffling around. And he was not dumb. He knew exactly what he was. I think Trump has been told this is the way to go.
Yeah, I think so. Act like
I think that's his thing. It's like, oh, see, I'm so dumb. That I did that on national television? I mean...
Well, the one thing that I've noticed, I think my big takeaway for Donald Trump's Bret Baier disaster is that I think Donald Trump's lost his grip on the initiative. Mm-hmm. I think news is now controlling Trump rather than the other way around. Because remember, the hallmark of Trumpism is Donald Trump was always controlling the news cycle. Just by doing stupid shit and blurting awful things, he was able to manipulate the news cycle to do what he wanted it to do. And this time now, because of the indictments, the legal trouble, and these disastrous interviews, people who for a long time defended Donald Trump are now piling up against him, that he's now lost his grip on what's going on. And that's an amazing thing. It's almost like exactly what you said, Jody, wandering around in his bathrobe. You know, someone says something to him and says, he doesn't understand what's happening. That's the whole thing.
I think he's smart enough to play stupid.
Yes, I agree. That is also.
See, I don't think. See, I don't think. I think he starts riffing. I think he all his life he's been like hanging out on like conference calls and in like fucking steam rooms with the towels and the schmitz and the just bullshitting.
Yeah.
That's but he also
and he riffs on it. Like, and facts become completely fungible when he gets on his thing.
Yeah.
You know, and he just starts running his mouth, and he's not used to anyone ever bringing up anything he's ever said in the past.
Oh hell.
Confronting him with it.
Yeah.
And it just like it was like Bret Baier might as well have just like reached across and smacked him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, Roy Cohn was his go-to guy.
Oh yes, yeah.
He was a mob lawyer, so there's that.
Yeah, his frustration with his lawyers is they're not more like Roy Cohn. That's the problem. That's why one of the reasons why there's a revolving door of lawyers coming in and out of the.
He also doesn't pay.
That's also true. But I know the Republicans are making a big stink over the fact that there was a plea deal for Hunter Biden. Well, you know what? Christopher Keist proposed that to Donald Trump back in the fall. Said, hey, you know what? Let's do a settlement here on the Mar-a-Lago documents case. And Donald Trump's response was, you know what? Instead, I'm going with the advice of that guy, Tom Fitton and Boris Epstein, instead of your advice, lawyer. What an idiot.
No, he really is not. He's smarter by half than anybody else. And it's just like, dude.
Yeah.
If my lawyer tells me to shut the fuck up, I'm shutting the fuck up.
Well, I want to talk more about Donald Trump and the documents case from the context of this witness list that Jack Smith has turned over. We'll talk about that and a few more things.
Well, discovery is discovery.
Yes, I know. This is going to be interesting to see what happens to this witness list between now and the trial. Back with more show right after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is the great Dave Barrett and Elijah Bone.
Love it. Back, is it
that has a song called You Want Me Back.
Nice.
And we've played this one before. I just love it. I love
so
that.
Good.
I love that drum loop, man.
It's so wobbly.
Yeah.
And I'm wonderful. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not 100% certain of this, but I think this was in an episode of The Sopranos. There is an Elijah Bone song.
Sounds
that was,
like it.
Yeah. There was one song, I think, that Elijah Bone did that was in The Sopranos, at least one. And I don't remember if it was this one or not, but sounds like it might have been. And Dave Barrett is out there in the UK going, hey, Bob, hey. Say, trying to correct me from a distance. Okay, so make sure to download all of Elijah Bone's songs. There'll be a link for this one in the description under this episode of BobSeska.com. Okay, so Jack Smith turned over his witness list to the Trump team. This is the breaking news that came down last night. This is
I have some fun facts about Jack Smith.
Okay, what's some fun facts? What do you got?
He's hot.
He neither blinks.
Yeah.
Nor exhales. Apparently, his body uses air so efficiently that he never exhales.
He doesn't have to.
He has stopped bathing and shaving for the duration of the trial and disinfects himself with a combination of ultraviolet light and microwaves. He actually presented the witness list in person, soundlessly, without saying a word. He just walked into Trump's home office, laid it on the desk, and then walked out the door again doing that V thing where you point at your eyes, and you point at them, and you point at your eyes, and you point at them. He watches Apocalypse Now every single day, running on a treadmill on fire.
Yep.
Yeah, he doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
That's exactly.
You know,
you heard about him when he fell off the bike, and then 6 weeks later, he got hit by a car or something on his bicycle, and then 6 weeks later, he was doing a triathlon.
Oh my God, he's unbreakable.
He's a motherfucker.
He's a fucking Terminator.
He's like,
he is. He's AI. Oh my God, he's the AI that we're scared of.
He's made of liquid metal alloy.
Yes.
You know what he can do too? Jack Smith can pee and sneeze at the same time.
Wow.
Amazing. An amazing feat.
Can you do that? I can't.
No.
No, I tried it once and I almost like reabsorbed my testicles.
That's what happens. That's why you shouldn't do that. Never try to sneeze and pee at the same time.
Well, there's no control over the sneezing. There's a little control over the peeing.
Yeah, that's true.
At least girls have control. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, it could be dangerous. There could be something explosive in that process.
Going everywhere.
I know. It's just your
eyes bulging.
All right, let's go back to real life Jack Smith here for a second. Here's what I think.
Oh, I forgot that he also wipes his... Every time he puts on his judicial robe, he wipes burnt cork all down his face.
Not a man.
It's war paint. Yeah. So here's the thing with this witness list. Am I crazy for thinking that someone on Trump's team, or maybe even John Barron / David Dennison, is going to leak this witness list to Charlie Kirk or some other podcaster?
Probably. Because if so, then hi, sanctions.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. But I mean, the idea would be to intimidate the witnesses.
Yeah.
Right? So Donald Trump can't do it himself. And what does he do? He uses buffers, as we've already established. So he's going to use buffers to intimidate these witnesses. Somehow, the names of Jack Smith's witnesses are going to get out. I should be clear about why Jack Smith did this. This is a normal part of the prosecution.
It's discovery. It's what exactly they're allowed to know. I mean, they should be, because the defense needs to know how to defend themselves. I'm completely with that.
I think we should operate under the assumption that this is what Donald Trump will do until he proves us wrong. That needs to be the assumption with everything regarding Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Assume he's going to do the worst thing possible and then be surprised when it's not going to happen that way. You know what I mean?
Except it always will. It always will. He always finds trapdoors. He just, it's like, it's uncanny.
Yeah, he does. I can't believe the guy's an idiot. I guess he's got idiot luck, because he's able to wiggle out of these things very easily. But not anymore. The walls of the trash compactor.
It's going to make me sound like a total flake.
Yeah.
But he's an evil Gemini.
Yeah, really?
Like George H.W. Bush, like Muammar Gaddafi, like me. like
you're an evil Gemini. That's right.
No, I'm actually chaotic good. Okay. But, good. Yeah, he's chaotic evil and like totally like hard to kill, like squirrely. They've got like a certain weird squirrely survival thing, like a cockroach, like that gang, you know, just like they... It's more instinct. It's like a reptile thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he just knows how to escape the noose at the very last every time, and it's going to take a while. But, like, even Gaddafi eventually ran out of tricks.
Oh, yeah, sure. And the thing with Trump is, where I get that Trump always makes things worse for Trump thing is because what he does is he lies, and then he gets caught in the lie, and then he's got to create new lies to cover up the previous lie.
Yep.
And then so on and so on. Then he's got to make up new lies to cover up the lie that he used to cover up the previous lie. And it's just this perpetuating list. It's like a string of lies that goes on and on and on. So meantime, Lordy, there are more tapes. I saw this news story come down right before we started the show. A new filing in the bombshell criminal case against ex-president Donald Trump shows multiple recordings of Trump among the evidence turned over to the defense. By the way, leak. One of the most explosive pieces of evidence to emerge in the 37-count indictment against Trump on Espionage Act charges was the audio recording in which Trump discussed the Iran document, right? But a new filing in the case is raising eyebrows. It details the first batch of evidence that has been provided to Trump's attorneys through the discovery process, which includes interviews, plural, that match the description of the tape we already know about. So more trouble for Donald Trump. I mean, this is where his invincibility screws him over, her sense of invincibility.
His defense to Brett Baer was killing me, though. Yeah. Where he's like, they have you on tape, like, waving the document. He's like, I have lots of documents. I have lots of papers. It was a Pizza Hut takeout menu. You know, just like.
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. And so one last thing here before we wrap up. The George Santos bond money came from just ordinary sources. This turned out
to his parents and like a mail carrier.
Yeah, it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. And by the way, the link that I have for this is no longer working. But suffice to say, it's like his like family members and his mailman.
So it was like a bunch of people that got the money together.
Yeah.
Good for them, but still, George.
$500,000. I mean,
resign, George.
Yeah.
What mailman has 25,000? I mean,
he could have given like $1,000. I mean, we don't know what the
okay, but
he's
distribution is
right. So that's how many friends George Santos has.
He's got five.
His family members and the mailman. Well, okay.
I gotta tell you, if I was in that much trouble, my family would just be like, yeah, keep him. Like,
are you kidding? My family, too. They're like, you did what? fuck you.
Lily, yeah. You can sit there and think about what you've done.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what good family members do when you fuck up.
What'd you say? $500,000? Oh, like $500,000? Take out a credit card.
Yeah.
Get yourself some credit cards.
Hi, you know who financed a complete movie? Hollywood Shuffle on American Express. So let's just go with that.
That's how Kevin Smith made Clerks. Just a bunch, he got a bunch of credit cards, right?
That's how you
folks,
do it.
Folks, don't try this at home. Do not take out $500,000 on your credit cards.
No, do not.
Guys, I mean, yeah, for every one Kevin Smith, there's thousands.
There's another Audrey who did the stupid movie that I did. She spent $80,000 on the little movie that I did called Genesis. Yeah. The Future of Mankind as Woman with Dana Goldberg from the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
And Meredith Baxter. And Robert Romanus, and little old me. But she spent $80,000 of her own money on this movie.
It's
pinned on my Twitter.
I have to see your movie, Jody. Why have I not seen it?
It's pinned on Twitter. It's pinned. It's ridiculously stupid.
Is it? How long is it?
It's an hour and a half.
Okay, great.
It took us 3 years to make. Our poor star had to keep cutting her hair.
Yeah. Oh, you beat me. It took me 2 years to make my movie. Early
2000s. Audrey, God bless her. I've known her since we were a little baby. She was my cousin's babysitter. And so she's like, do you want to be in a movie? I said, no. And I was only supposed to have three lines. I'm in a half an hour of this film. I was supposed to be like seventh billing.
I remember this. You're like a lesbian ninja, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
I got it mixed up.
I had bursitis at the time, too, so it was a whole thing.
See, I got confused initially because I thought it was the movie that was shot in your pool.
Oh, that's the porn film.
The porn movie that was shot in your property.
Sexy Squirters 3.
Sexy Squirters 2.
2.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Which the first sequel.
Doesn't make any sense unless you see Sexy Squirters 1.
Yeah, exactly.
So many unanswered questions.
Oh, I mean, who's going to squirt? What's happening?
All right, that's it for the show. See you on the Shadowdog and lots more show to come on our Patreon page, patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Sign up for $5 a month and you'll get it. See you there. Bye-bye.